This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I am because we made it to Danny's birthday and it's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, Friday, Mother Effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend. We should.
It's Friday, Friday. Guy is down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend.
Birthday, birthday. Celebrating King's birthday.
Everybody's looking forward to.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you.
Big Let's day. Get to our contestant. It is Suzanne from Graham. Suzanne, are you there?
I am here. It's Mother Effin' Friday. I have a 4-2 record with Steve.
Let's go.
And the last time I got a perfect 10, and it was two Fridays ago, and happy birthday, Danny. It's showtime, in the words of Barrett.
Let's go.
Suzanne, by any chance, did you also check out the cheat sheet yesterday?
Of course I did,
Jared.
I wouldn't even attempt it without it. There's no shame in my game.
All right.
Let's do this.
She's ready to go, Steve. You better get out of here.
I don't know why I'm so hyped by her excitement.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was pretty much arresting.
She caught a good promo.
For those playing along at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. She can pass all she wants, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
According to the nursery rhyme, you row, row, row your boat gently down what body of water?
The stream.
Yes. How many ghosts visited Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Three.
Yes. Which of the 5 fingers is typically the weakest?
Pinky.
No.
Ring finger.
Yes. Gritty is the official mascot for which NHL team?
Well, can you repeat that?
Gritty is the official mascot for which NHL team?
The Kraken?
No.
Yeah.
Haikus and sonnets are types of what?
Poems.
Correct. Which Apollo mission carried Neil Armstrong and his crewmates to the moon?
That would be Apollo 11.
Would be. Reed Richards is a member of which superhero team?
Reed Richards. Fantastic Four?
Yes. Sierra Leone lies on which ocean?
Atlantic.
Correct. Which decade did Winston Churchill win the Nobel Prize for Literature?
40s?
No.
30s?
No.
20s?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Suzanne. A very fine score.
Not bad.
Oh. Steve walked in here with fury in his eyes.
I just crushed a donut to get extra energy.
You look ready, but are you ready?
Well, for Barrett.
Showtime.
According to the nursery rhyme, you row, row, row your boat gently down what body of water?
The stream.
Yeah. How many ghosts visited Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
3.
Yeah. Which of the 5 fingers is typically the weakest?
That would be the pinky.
No.
The ring finger.
Yes. Gritty is the official mascot for which NHL team?
The Seattle Kraken.
No.
Oh, the Philadelphia Flyers. Yeah. That was wishful thinking. I still wish he was our Kraken.
Haikus and sonnets are types of what?
Poems.
Yes. Which Apollo mission carried Neil Armstrong and his crewmates to the moon?
Apollo 11?
Yes. Reed Richards is a member of which superhero team?
The Fantastic Four.
He is. Sierra Leone lies on which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Which decade did Winston Churchill win the Nobel Prize for Literature?
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. Which metal band features Bruce Dickinson on vocals?
Iron Maiden, baby.
You got it. And Steve Miggs, with time to spare, it's your second perfect 10 of the day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Suzanne.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, my God. Ryan Castle's in here.
Win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Yeah.
And they stay there. And they say yeah.
I want to point out that Suzanne couldn't see, but Steve was aggressively humping the air when he won.
Like, there were some thrusts.
Not humping. I was just giving a good hip thrust.
What is the definition of humping?
Well, hip thrusting aggressively. I'm so stoked.
Danny, that was all for you, by the way. Yep. Especially the thrusting.
Oh, the thrusts were going in your direction.
If you go 3 for 3 today.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying.
I might run into a wall. Like
Steve,
the damn Kool-Aid guy.
Congratulations on another perfect 10. Another Beat Migs is coming up at 8:50.
I'm never going to say.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, my son broke the news to me that he doesn't want me and Brad to be his parents anymore.
Showtime.
Why did he say such a thing? You're going to hear from Barrett after Green Day. Yesterday, I was chilling on the couch with my 6-year-old son, Barrett, and we ended up in a very interesting conversation, Steve Miggs.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you know how it is with Barrett.
All right.
What did you just say to me?
Sometimes it's fun to have no mom or dad because...
Okay, wait a second. What? Sometimes it's fun to have no mom and dad?
Mm-hmm.
Danny, any guesses on why?
Because then he doesn't have to follow the rules.
Okay, let's find out.
Then you get to sneak all the candy you want.
What? When have you ever had no mom or dad?
Never.
Never?
If you- well, I mean, you guys are just in Mexico.
That's true. Grandparents, the rules are different there.
There are no rules when you're a grandparent, right?
If you didn't have a mom or dad, I feel like you'd be pretty sad.
But also be kind of happy because you can have all the toys you want, do no homework, and all eat. And you can have lots of candy.
I mean, this should be a wake-up call for you to be a better parent.
Apparently.
Don't make him do homework.
I know.
Let him eat all the candy.
Barrett, there is a Christmas movie that I need to show you called Home Alone, where a little boy...
Wait, so you're going to try and scare him straight?
Damn right!
Where a little boy, who's maybe 8 or 9 years old, gets left home alone at Christmas time, and he gets to do whatever he wants. He eats ice cream for breakfast. He does all his own grocery shopping. He messes up the house. He sleeps in whatever bed he feels like.
He eats whatever he wants.
Yeah. And he watches whatever TV show he wants.
Wait, even with bad words in it?
Yes.
Wait, so does Barrett want to watch bad movies?
Apparently.
So this is news to you as well?
Yes.
Because he seemed really fired up about watching movies. Like, is he a big fan of Quentin Tarantino
movies? Of course, huge.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction, right?
Shows with the F word in it?
I don't think it has the F word, but it probably has some bad words in it.
Okay, I won't watch it right now.
All right.
He sounds like my drunk friend.
I know.
I'll totally watch it right now.
So we're going to watch Home Alone, and then I want to get your review of the movie, and then you tell me if you still think it'd be fun to have no mom or dad so you could sneak candy.
Well, I want to have a mommy and dad, but I do want to sneak candy whenever I want and have ice cream for breakfast and do my own shopping.
Wow.
That's four things that I want to do.
That is a lot of things you want to do.
No, four things.
Do you think you're on the nice list this year?
The dog's like, no.
And I'm like, heck no.
Like, dude, I'm around him a lot more than you are. No.
No chance.
Do you?
I do think you're on the nice list.
Oh, maybe he was asking if you're on the nice list.
Never. I will say, though, I'm like, I don't know what age kids can watch Home Alone, Danny.
Oh, I watched it super young.
When you were young. I don't remember how old I was. I still remember my grandparents gifting us that movie and watching it. I feel like the Sticky Bandits might be a little scary.
I think he'll be fine.
The Wet Bandits. Sorry, the Wet Bandits.
Yeah, Sticky Bandits. That's not a... don't show him that movie.
No.
The parody of Home Alone is not a good one.
If it came out in 1990. So that means I was 4 years old when that came out. Soon after. So it was like maybe 5 or 6. And that was one of my favorite movies of all. I mean, still is.
I don't think there's, I'm basing on haven't seen it in like for 10 years, but I don't think there's bad words, like bad words. Okay. I feel like you probably say worse words around the house because of your swear jar.
I know. I'm trying to be better. I am.
And it is a good like reminder, like, no, you do need parents.
Yes. Also,
Scare them straight.
I learned recently that Catherine O'Hara's character in that movie, the mom, she's supposed to be playing like a 36-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm older than the mom in Home Alone. Danny's older. Steve is older than the mom in Home Alone.
You two are, not me. So you sent me this audio last night, and I was listening to it, and Tatum was overhearing me listening to it and was dying. Thought it was the funniest thing ever. So I was like, okay, Tatum, how you feel about this?
That boy's funny.
Barrett?
She thinks Barrett's funny. That boy's funny.
Barrett?
Yeah.
What'd you think about what he said?
That's so
funny. Would you like that? You wouldn't want a mom and dad?
But I would.
Oh, okay.
I would just ask my parents if I can have candy.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
You know who else loves Sour Patch Kids? My friend Danny. And that's where we got him at Target, right? Because it's his birthday on Saturday.
Okay, it's Friday.
It's today.
All day yesterday, I thought Danny's birthday was on Saturday. Cut me some slack. I'm just trying to tell my daughter that you're having a birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you say happy birthday, Danny?
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Barrett would say it.
Oh, okay. I don't either.
Okay.
High five.
Yeah. She high-fived me when I said I didn't want to give you...
Wow. I see how you guys are.
High five. Yeah, no birthday greetings for Danny.
I actually had a really nice ice cream.
There we have all that ice cream from Lick.
Yeah, that we didn't even eat December 4th, so December 7th.
And then she got obsessed with the whole fact that we had the 12 days of ice cream that we still need to tap into.
I like that she's keeping track, though. She's like, we didn't eat it on December 1st, we didn't eat it on December 2nd.
My wife looked at me and goes, I didn't think she would remember. I'm like, it's ice cream. Of course she's going to remember. She wakes up and wants to eat it.
I'm more offended that she moved on from not wanting to wish Danny a happy birthday to ice cream.
Just done.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Guns N' Roses released 2 new songs.
I tried, Danny.
Does anybody like them? We're going to find out when we go straight to the comments at 8:20.
What if Barrett likes them?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, Guns N' Roses unveiled two, air quotes, new songs. They are called Nothing and Atlas, and much like the other new Guns N' Roses material we have heard in recent years, it was actually conceived back in like the Chinese democracy days.
Yep.
And reworked currently with old Slash demos. And Dub.
Yeah.
And this is a sample of Nothing.
I really dig the chorus. I don't know if I'm sold on this keyboard thing.
I feel like if the keyboard was even just a different tone, right, I might like it better.
Or just a lot lower in the mix. But that's just me. Okay, Danny says not at all. It's his birthday. He's allowed to have that opinion.
All right, so that was Nothing. Disagree. And this is a sample of Atlas.
Which of the two, I dug this one more.
Well, just as we're doing right now,
those
voicing our opinions.
Yes.
Many went online to
do exactly
the same thing.
Yes.
Everybody's sharing their thoughts about Nothing and Atlas from Guns N' Roses, so let's go straight to the comments.
Now, it's interesting, though, because I was on like the Guns N' Roses YouTube page and their Facebook, and it's overwhelmingly positive. I'm like, okay, those are the hardcore fans. They're just happy to hear any Guns N' Roses.
Sure.
Kind of where I'm at. I'm just happy to hear something different and new from GNR. I grew up loving them. But then there are some people, and understandably so, that are not fans of the song.
Uh-oh.
So we figured, who better read this than a musician that Guns N' Roses once covered? It's a stretch, I know.
Paul McCartney.
Nailed it.
Ah!
Living like that.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for this first comment about the new-ish Guns N' Roses songs?
New GNR before GTA 6. Crazy.
Okay, yes. Everything is coming out before GTA 6. So we just have to understand that.
Yeah. Yep. Danny's still sad.
Yes, very sad.
I think.
Well, I was going to say, actually, no, I'm not, because I don't want to spend the money. So, you know what? Wait another year.
Okay, you should start a payment plan.
Yeah.
I think old rockers should use AI. It'll have more soul than these two songs.
Ouch. Ooh. That is a good question, though. I would be okay if bands, like, I'm going to use just Motley Crue, for example. They write some new songs. Vince's voice is not what it used to be. How would you feel if they used artificial intelligence to maybe beef up his voice? Like, you get, like,
AI young Vince Neil, and it helps the song sound better.
Yeah. I also think you could maybe have it, like, run the lyrics through it and have it maybe beef up the lyrics a little bit as well.
Well, that why don't we just have AI write all Motley Crue songs? I don't know how we went from Guns N' Roses to Motley Crue, but okay.
Dear God Almighty, you had a good run, but it's long since time to call it a day.
I disagree
Who
with that.
Who are you to tell them when to quit?
I think a band makes that choice for themselves.
You don't have to listen to it anymore.
Nope.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, if you don't like what they've become, and I'm not saying, like, I'm a massive fan of those songs. I'd rather listen to old Guns N' Roses, but if you don't like it, just don't listen to those Guns N' Roses songs.
There's a lot of other options out there for you.
Don't hit shuffle on your Guns N' Roses essentials, because it might be in there.
The irony in Axl having Slash and Duff back just to have them work on early Chinese democracy material is the ultimate last laugh for Axl.
That is funny. Some people are like, is Axl trying to punish those guys by making them work on songs that they had nothing to do with in the original?
I know. That just feels a little like sloppy seconds, I guess.
But I did read somewhere that Slash and Duff wanted to work on these songs.
I should have worked a little harder.
This vocal is 25 years old. He just added Slash and Duff. Can't even write an original song now.
Well, it is an original song. It was an original song from like 30 years ago. That bums me. Because I was about to say, boy, Axl's voice is sounding pretty good on these recordings. I didn't realize that they just grabbed the demo vocal track from back in the day when his voice was still pretty strong and then had now newer versions of the guitars and bass.
So it'll sound very different live is what you're telling me?
She liked Mickey Mouse singing it.
Atlas is totally worth the long wait. Slash and Duff have added just enough on top of this great tune to make it an instant hit.
Instant.
Even if they made new material, are they really going to go back to the Appetite years? That was 40 years ago, and they are a very different band now than back then.
I also think it's so unfair to, like, judge Guns N' Roses. They had one of the most insane debut albums of all time. That just does not happen. They raised the bar arguably too high, but that's not their fault.
That is a tough follow-up. Even the Use Your Illusions. I remember a lot of people love them. I love a lot of the songs off of those, but I remember still being a little disappointed. I'm like, this isn't the Guns N' Roses that I want. But at that point, like, they didn't have the original five anymore. It's hard to write a record like that again. I mean, that was a band that was just scraping to get by.
Oh,
and
there's
a certain level of desperation in how they attack those songs that you don't get when you're all of a sudden, like, massively rich and successful.
Yep.
I always wonder, though, if, like, bands like them, Pearl Jam, hell, like some people always are like, they don't sound like they used to. It'd be fun if they went back into, like, their old demos, like, find, like, their old, like, cassettes, recordings, things that never saw the light of day, and try and make a song with, like, the older version of them, trying to, like, take a 20-year-old version of what they came up with and turn it into a song. I think that'd be pretty cool.
It's a good challenge.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are going to take you up on it.
Probably not.
Some of them, I don't even probably know where those demos are.
Not two new songs, just two reworked ones we haven't heard before. I wasn't impressed.
Okay, well, we were waiting to find out if you would be impressed or not. One more comment?
Yes.
I feel they're capable of more. I was there for the release of Appetite for Destruction. I saw the releases of every video and album thereafter, and honestly, I know they're far better than either of these songs.
That's like a, I'm not mad at you, I'm disappointed. <in the comment. laughs> Right?
I can feel that.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, I think we got to challenge these rockaholics to step it up this fine Friday and support Coats for Kids. Coats for Kids is happening right now, and $25 equals one brand new warm winter coat for a local child in need.
We're at $15,716. Do you think we can get to $16,000 before 9 a.m.?
I do think we can.
Let's go, rockaholics. Be like Eric Beatty, who joined the 69 Club, donating $69.
Nice. Let's hit $16,000 by 9 o'clock. Go to KISW.com to make a donation. We know that many of you are just starting your day, and you might be curious what is happening out there in the world. Pop culture is just a busy place, and we're going to tell you all about it with What's Trending.
What's Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
The Hawks are traveling to Atlanta for a 10 a.m. game on Sunday. I love the 10 a.m. game.
I do, too, especially when there's kids' birthday parties that are happening around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Perfect.
Right?
So big congrats to Seahawks kicker Jason Myers. He has been named NFC Special Teams Player of the Month after a very, very impressive November. He hit 15 of 16 field goals, all 16 extra points and set the franchise record for made field goals. On
Most
top of that,
importantly, he's on our fantasy football team.
That is, thank you, Danny, for drafting him,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, good pick.
He also racked up a league-best 61 points for the month and now leads the NFL in total points this season. He is the second Seahawk to win a monthly award this year, joining Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I can't find the stat, but someone says that it's like Jason Myers has scored more points this month than a certain team. I can't remember which team it was. I was like,
ouch.
That sucks. And the one missed field goal, had he hit it, that would have been the field goal that would have beat the Rams, I believe.
Holy cow.
Because that was the one missed field goal. Yeah.
21-19.
Not giving him a hard time about that because no. that was a tough field goal to try and hit. Also, speaking of the Seahawks, I don't think he's going to be playing this Sunday, but it's getting closer and closer. This is the crazy part. We've been talking about how great our defense is, and there's still some guys that are big parts of this team that are not even playing right now, and that's one being Julian Love, who's like a great team leader. He's also just a phenomenal player on the defense. He's a safety for the team, and he's been gone for a while because he's had, a hamstring injury. And at least now he's practicing. So that's good news. The coach made it sound like he's not sure if he's going to play. Most likely not, but he's getting closer and closer, which is a good sign. But we also bring him up because he's been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for all the cool stuff that he does in the community.
And whose jersey are you wearing today?
Julian Love.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Nothing but love for number 20.
A baby seal waddled its way into a bar in New Zealand the other day.
Is this a joke?
No. He wouldn't leave. They couldn't get him out of there. Somebody ran home. They grabbed a dog crate and they ended up using salmon to lure the seal into the crate. This is the manager of the pub. Her name is Bella Evans, talking about the encounter.
Sitting there at the pub, and a baby seal just walked in the front door by itself. From there, the seal wandered around through the bar, and it was salmon on the pizza. So when we were trying to get the seal into the crate, I just went to my fiance and said, grab the salmon, we'll put it in there. Yeah, I think we've just enjoyed the feedback and how much the community has loved it. It's just so funny that it decided to come to a pub, and it's a craft beer pub as well. It obviously wanted a drink.
The seal went to Washington State University, just so you know.
Oh, it's part of the mug club, right? Yeah. What number is that seal in the mug club?
69.
Nice. That'd be so strange to be at a bar, and then all of a sudden, and I always get a kick out of seeing like a dog walk into a bar, or like, you know, obviously with their owner, but like walking around the bar. I'm like, this is so cool. But how random would it be if you like you have a baby seal just walking
like
in?
You lost, buddy?
Yeah, you good?
Oh, no.
Where's home? And then they use salmon to get him into a dog crate. That's pretty fun.
It's adorable.
Hey, Caitlin Clark, you know, it's weird. I go to Dick's yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? Dick's not the food place, but the sporting goods place. And I'm like, that'd be kind of cool if they have some, like, Seattle Torrent gear, like T-shirts, sweaters, whatever. I was like, sure. I want to get something. That'd be pretty awesome. They have, like, the rain. They have also the storms. They have the female pro teams. Nothing for the Torrent yet, which is kind of annoying. But they have a crap ton of Caitlin Clark jerseys.
I mean, she's kind of a big deal, Steve.
Yes.
Like, the biggest deal.
I wasn't willing to drop $100 on the jersey. It was pretty cool. But anyways, I bring her up because, yes, she doesn't make a ton of money when she's playing in the WNBA. I think it's a little over $100,000. It's just, you know, it's obviously they're not making as much as the NBA, but she's doing just fine. You don't have to worry about her paying her bills. Apparently, she's making over $16 million a year in sponsorships with, like, deals with Nike, Gatorade, State Farm, and a bunch of others as well. So she's doing just fine.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs has scored two perfect tens so far this morning. Can he make it a third?
Yes.
380 wins, 129 losses, 105 ties this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Beat Miggs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.